welcome back to a new edition of our Diocesan Podcast, Big City Catholics, with Bishop Robert Brennan, the Diocesan Bishop of Brooklyn, serving in Brooklyn and Queens, and myself, Father Christopher Henyu, here at St. Joan of Arc Parish. Today, we're joined with two special guests, Father Michael Falchi, pastor of Our Lady of Miraculous Medal in Ridgewood, Queens, as well as his role as pastor there. He serves as the spiritual director of the Cathedral Club. And we have with us as well the president of the Cathedral Club, Harry D'Onofrio, to talk a little bit about that great work that the Cathedral Club does. There's a dinner taking place later today as we record this podcast on Thursday, February 5th. But we want to talk a little bit about and share the great news of the good things that happen with the Cathedral Club in our diocese. But before we begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We ask our Blessed Mother's intercession upon us as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Bishop Brennan, it's great to have these two guests with us. And I know that you've had great experiences with the Cathedral Club since you've been in our diocese.
The Cathedral Club is a great organization. I'm going to use the term fraternal, but it is men and women. But an organization of Catholics encouraging and supporting one another, trying to live their Catholic faith in the midst of Brooklyn and now Brooklyn and Queens. So it is a great organization. Before we get into the Cathedral Club, I say welcome to Harry D'Onofrio and to Father Falchi. Harry D'Onofrio is a longtime friend during most of my time right here in Brooklyn. And I've known Harry through his family. I've known him through his work in scouting. And in recent times, he's really taken on the chair of Catholic Scouting, but is president of the Cathedral Club. Father Falchi, I want to greet you. We missed each other, but for Catholic Schools Week, I visited Notre Dame Catholic Academy, which is part of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal Church. You had Mass with them earlier in the morning. And I had a chance to visit with the Junior Honor Society and to visit a couple of the classrooms. I have to tell you, I was really impressed, especially the creativity of so many of your teachers there. It's really quite an operation.
Thank you. Yeah, no, we're very proud of them. They're working very hard and we're trying to collaborate very well together to kind of, you know, grow things a bit and kind of let them know that even though the school's on one end of the campus, to make their way down to the church and kind of have some involvement. So it's a good thing.
A great thing. Very good. I'm going to say the Cathedral Club has had this rich history. It's 126 years this year, right? I remember last year we celebrated 125. It was a milestone. I want you to think about 126 years ago. That brings us to the year 1900. And so you can imagine this young church. The diocese had been in existence for a little more than 50 years, but the Catholics living in Brooklyn were banding together to encourage and support each other. It was a time when there were fraternal organizations all about. They turned to Father Mundelein, who became Cardinal Mundelein, and gathered together, I say, in a way that they were ahead of their time. To me, the Cathedral Club in Brooklyn was what the Second Vatican Council foresaw in its teaching on the involvement of the laity in the church, the lay Catholic in the church, that the lay Catholics in the church are meant to be the ones to transform the world. You know, they're really on the front lines. We as priests and religious, we're nourishing, supporting, strengthening, but it's really the role of the Catholic to transform society by living the faith joyfully, credibly, authentically in the workplace, in the community, in the school. And we need each other to do that. So I have to salute the people who are more than 125 years ago banded together to support each other and to live that faith right here in Brooklyn. And boy, we see the impact over the years. Harry, would you give me a thumbnail sketch of the Cathedral Club and what it is and how it operates today in the diocese?
I'm proud of that history because I'm very humbled when I learn of all these people that have gone before me. And you hear the stories. President Kennedy was one of our speakers at one of our events. So that to me just speaks volumes that myself, I'm part of a group of people that belong to an organization like that. You know, growing up, I remember my grandmother, she would always tell me every morning, you know, you have to be the judge of the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And I said, well, Grandma, I don't know if that's going to be in the cards, but I'll do what I can. I don't think I did too badly with my faith and my service. You know, I was always brought up that way, you know, giving back to the community. My parents always felt, you know, what more can you do? You know, that speech that Kennedy gave, ask not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country. My father would often say that at the dinner table. You know, don't ask me what I could do for you. What can you do for the rest of us? That's something that was very, very deep rooted. And to have like-minded people on the board that we don't always see eye to eye. And as our chaplain can attest to, we sometimes have some really good conversations, as I'll put them lightly. But in these conversations, everybody puts their differences aside at the end of the day. Because we understand one thing, there are young men and women who could use a little extra support, that little push that can make the difference in their lives and where they could be tomorrow. You know, you don't know what you're going to say to someone. You don't know how that education will affect a child, a student. You know, I'm involved in many different facets of the community besides the Catholic Church. I used to do things with the Police Athletic League. I was president of a few organizations there. And I remember coaching a ball team, and I had some kid show up at an event. I didn't recognize him, but he said, you know, Mr. D'Onofrio, what you said to me when we lost the championship game meant the world to me. And I said, I don't even remember what I told him, but it must have had an impact. So it's not the monetary value that we give. It's the spiritual value. It's the instilling of our faith. Because let's face it, not everybody sees eye to eye with the Catholic faith, right? Some people have differences of opinion. But in my opinion, I think we should put those differences aside and come together for the children and help them with a Catholic education.
And that is one of the great legacies of the Cathedral Club, that you, through your events and your fundraising, you do help to support Catholic education, to support families so that Catholic education can be made available to any student who wishes to take advantage of Catholic education.
Most definitely. With the fundraising efforts from last year by then President Bill Neary and what he was a big push for and proponent, we increased our scholarships almost double from the volume that we were giving the years prior. My goal in my presidency is, all right, so he raised the dollar value double. I want to raise the scholarship numbers with that same dollar value. I want to double that. So how do we do that? Through events like tonight, getting people in a room, not browbeating them, but just explaining what we do, how to be a part of this group, what we can do to foster the camaraderie, the mentorship. And, you know, walls will fall when you just talk to people like they're one of us, right?
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's a good point. One of the marks of the Cathedral Club is that it brings together some people who are involved in civic responsibility, public policy, and it's a very bipartisan group of people who put the politics aside, and we celebrate our Catholic faith and what we believe and how we're trying to live it. Father Fauci, tell me about your experience. You're new as the chaplain. You took the helm from Father Abels last year. How has this experience been for you as a priest?
It's really great. I have to say, you know, in my first priestly assignment in St. Patrick's in Bay Ridge, I got to know a lot of the members, because many of the members of the club, of the board, they do live within the parish boundaries of all the different parishes in Bay Ridge and Staten Island nearby. So I had gone to a lot of Cathedral Club events, and it was just intriguing to see more or less what you just mentioned. You hear people from all different, some are politicians, some are lawyers, some are, you know, business owners, and you're seeing a lot of varied backgrounds, and yet they all come together and they leave what they believe aside, because Christ is the center. And it's about trying to grow the church, trying to support the young people who are our present and our future. And you can see they believe it. They love it. So that's really very enlightening, really, as a priest to see something like that.
Tell me, Harry, what are some of the events that you have during the year? So I'm deeply grateful for the impact of what you do, the gifts that you give, the support that you give to Catholic education. But really, this is also about supporting each other in the living of the faith. So you have events all through the year where the group gets together socially. So tell me about that a little bit.
So it all starts with our installation dinner, which is basically the end of year. Members come on board, new terms. It's also our scholarship night. So we do two for one. The students get to come there. We hand them their scholarship along with their schools. And it's really a joy to see those children there because you get to meet the actual recipient. So you're seeing, you know, the work of your hands right in front of you. And some of these students are really remarkable. Then we kick off our year with our memorial mass. We also have a Christmas dinner, our gala, which is the biggest event that we have. And then there were two legends in the club, one being Bob Golden and the other Joe Guarinello. Those two men helped form a new event, which is our cigar night. And that slowly becoming one of the premier fundraisers for our club. It's a more social setting. When you get to talk to people and that interaction, you build a bond. People just want to be part of the club when they let that guard down. And I think it's wonderful that those people establish those things.
I'll tell you something, Harry, in all candor, I love that you do it. I love that it's an enjoyable night and all the good that it accomplishes. But you won't see me at cigar night. I can promise you that. The other thing, Father Fauci, that I always find very moving is during the month of November, the Cathedral Club comes together to pray in a memorial mass. I've said that mass several times. Tell me about that a little bit.
So it's a great way for us to come together, remember all those who have passed away, whether they are members, whether they are family members of the members. And it roots us again in prayer that, yes, we do a lot of fundraising, and that's very important. But if we're not rooted in prayer, what's the point of everything that we do, right? So it's a great way for us to gather with you as our spiritual director, with myself as the chaplain, with the other board members. And then, like good Catholics, we gather first at the altar, and then we gather around the table, right, with brunch right after. And I think, Bishop, this year was really nice experience. How did you think that went with being at a parish mass at St. Anselm? We got to be with the CYO children and their families and other parishioners. It kind of put us out there a bit. Yeah.
It did. It was very, very enjoyable. And you're right, the CYO was gathered. And it happened to be the weekend that Pope Leo celebrated the anniversary of the Nicene Creed. You know, it was a real celebration of what we as Catholics believe. Recite that creed week after week. But when you think about the power, this is what we really believe. We hold these truths. I'm going to use some historical language. We hold this as absolute truth, that we believe in one God, that we believe in Jesus Christ, who is truly God and truly human. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in the church and the sacraments. And we also believe, this is what Pope Leo reminded us, that we have to live it and witness it. That we have to live it out in the world and let people see that faith. So it was nice to, yes, to celebrate it in the context of a parish mass, but also in the context of young people. You know, part of the mission of the Cathedral Club is, again, supporting Catholic education, but supporting young people, young families. So to bring the groups together was very, very life-giving. The one downside this year of the memorial mass is that it seemed we were struck by a little bit of a bug. There were a number of people who had a cancer at the last minute, lots of people with the flu bug. It seemed to be right at the height of that flu season this year. But thankfully, everybody's on the mend, and we're looking forward to seeing them tonight. Tonight, we're going to be gathering Pretty formal event, you know, the cocktail hour, we were moving around and seeing one another. But then we have a formal dais and all kinds of introductions. We have a good number of people coming tonight. It's always a crowded affair. One of the challenges is sometimes trying to quiet everybody down to do the program because it really is such a spirit.
That's where, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's where we have the deacon of discipline, right? Our superintendent will be on the dais. So if anybody could quiet him down, I think that's right.
Principal voice comes out. The principal voice comes out. But yeah, actually, here's a tidbit of information. The MC, is it the MC that we usually have?
Yeah, tonight? Jim Kerr. And
Jim Kerr
does a wonderful job. Yeah.
He really does. He does some great research. You can see that he really enjoys the night, but I find him to be a fascinating person. He brings me back to my youth. I remember the years when I was driving to college and I'd be listening to him on the radio. And we have a couple of honorees this evening, right, Harry?
Yes, yes. And you know, sometimes when you ask an honoree, hey, we want to put you in front of this room and get all these people. When I approached each and every one of them, and there were three honorees this evening, their first answer was, yes. What do you need me to do? One honoree was, how much support? How many family? How many? Is there a limit on the number? I said, there's no limit. The sky's the limit. So I had tears in my eyes from that response. Yeah. So the first honoree, Vincent Thorer, from Approved Oil, true gentleman, what a family. They're big supporters of the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Queens. They're so deep rooted in their faith. The second honoree is Mr. Anthony Santo, a CPA firm, and all of his customers, clients, everyone, the showing of support. He does for Staten Island Hospital, raising money for children and putting things together for them. And I said, you know what, Tony, it's time you get honored. And, you know, rounding the group, and not to say any less of her, but she is just a wonderful marvel, an up and coming woman in the business community, a project director at Cushman & Wakefield. This woman burst onto the scene, Nicole Macca, and everybody's talking about it. We can't get enough phone calls. We're like, all right, guys, you know, what table? And even last night, me and Matt trying to last minute, hey, I want to sit at Nicole's table. I want to be here with them. And I'm like, the overwhelming support. They really understood the assignment.
Isn't that great? That is wonderful. We're very proud of them all. And again, it's going to be an enjoyable night. We're glad to salute people who do live out that faith in the midst of the business world and in the community. And as you say, I'm always struck when we look at the program by the list of honorees and speakers throughout the years. It's been mighty, mighty impressive.
What impresses me is I look at the names of the past presidents.
Yes. And,
you know, I didn't get choked up when... And I'm still trying to deal with it. You know, I have an emptiness without my parents in my life.
Yes.
And it's going to hit me one day. But I think knowing how proud they would be of my name being next to all of those other people. So maybe, all right, I'm not the Supreme Court Justice of the United States, but maybe my grandmother could see my name.
Yeah.
His brother, right. So my name is next to that guy's brother who was a keynote speaker. So it's. It's tying things back a little bit. It's very humbling. You know, it just, I can't explain it.
Glad to have you, Harry. Very, very glad that we have you. And Father Fauci, too. Thank you so much for your generous and dedicated service. Father Chris, speaking about leadership, we offer special prayers today on the day of the release of this podcast. I'll be in New York. And we celebrate the installation of Archbishop Hicks to be the next Archbishop of New York. He's a wonderful man, a great evangelizer, filled with the spirit of the gospel, a very different style in that he's a little bit more quiet than Cardinal Dolan. But you know what? Cardinal Dolan set a high bar. I remember I was being asked, do you think we're going to have somebody who is going to be like Pope Francis? And I would say, you know, I'm hoping the guy will be like himself. that he'll bring specific gifts and talents and a style all his own. And we've seen how Pope Leo continues a lot of the good of Pope Francis and builds upon it, but also brings his experience as a missionary. And he's unique. We don't want just carbon copies. We want good leaders who are filled with faith. And likewise here in New York, I'm not looking for another Cardinal Dolan. We have a Cardinal Dolan, and he's going to be around, and we love him and appreciate all the good he's done and all the good he'll continue to do. But I'm looking forward to working alongside with Archbishop Hicks, and I am grateful that he said yes to the Holy Father to come here to New York City. We serve one city, which is a rare occurrence, that in one city you have two dioceses, but we work together with that one city, and I'm looking forward to working with him as I've so much enjoyed working alongside with Cardinal Dolan. So today, prayers for Archbishop Hicks, gratitude for Cardinal Dolan, God's blessing upon all of us here in New York City, in our big city.
Absolutely, Bishop. Perhaps you could end with a prayer as we continue to offer our prayers in support of Cardinal Dolan and his retirement, and for Archbishop Hicks, and for the good work of the Cathedral Club.
Indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we thank you for the many people who make up the body of Christ, your church, in union with you, for the leadership of our church, for those who serve in ordained and consecrated life, for the many, many lay Catholic faithful who do such wonderful work of living out the gospel and inviting other people, bringing along new generations to know and love your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way and the truth and the life. Lord, we ask your blessing upon all your people. So the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit. With your spirit.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he look upon you with kindness and grant you his peace. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop, and thank you, Father Fauci and Mr. Harry D'Onofrio, for your presence here today. If anyone would like more information about the Cathedral Club, they can do so by going online at www.cathedralclub.org. Thanks again to all who continue to join us each and every week. We hope you'll join us again next week. God bless.